first ladies, Old Fashioned. Pianist and organist are going to be singing. As a matter of fact, maybe the best singing we've got over there. All right? Everyone on the floor, birds, now rest.
Now rest. the morning at the end of the way, on the streets of a city of gold, where we all can be together and be happy for a while the years and the ages shall roll.
I'll meet you in the morning,
meet you in the morning,
with the
lepers saw
the meet you in the morning,
in the morning,
meet you in the morning,
in the city, that is
city built, that city built for square.
To Jesus, giving all in the race, pressing upward to gain the heavenly prize. Faithful men are my witness who have struggled and died, and they watch from the grandstand in the sky. Joseph followed behind. Moses ran with the mighty men of old. There was David and Daniel, then came Peter and Paul. Now they chant as they run on streets of gold.
Play this. Whoa, I don't know what that was. I'm not playing that. That's on Ron Hamilton's commercial. I don't know how these people put those commercials on there, but it is really stinking sad that they can do that. Unbelievable how they can do that. How they can put that junk on there like that and put a commercial in there like that on somebody's Christian thing. I got to get my account switched over. I actually have an account already that has this blocker on it, but for some stinking reason, I haven't got it over here yet or know how to get it over here, but I will get it over here. I hate that garbage. It's just so ridiculous, man. You thought television was as worse as it was, and then you get YouTube, and then if this account isn't signed up for some stupid commercial-free thing, then I got these perverts spamming people like crazy on here with their stupid commercials. It's such nonsense and garbage, man. I hate it so much. Absolutely hate it so much. And it's like everywhere too. Everything you turn to. I mean, it's like, why do these people monetize their accounts? If you're a Christian and you're on here promoting ministry stuff, why in the world do you monetize your account? You have to make money off this so people can do commercials on your account and all this stuff. It's just ridiculous. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, I don't think monetizing count is a good idea. Anyway, I'll have to figure out how to do that, Mike. I gotta just get it done. I forgot to ask Luke about it the other day about getting it done, but I'm going to get it done and switch it over. So I don't have to be surprised by the stinking nonsense and wicked garbage these people put out everywhere. It's like, to sell a piece of clothing, you got to show a half-naked woman. If this isn't the end times and the absolute wickedness that abounds in this country and in this world right now, America exports more stink and wicked garbage than any other place in the world. It's so discouraging, man. You just turn it on, and it's like everywhere you go, everything you try to do, they're constantly bombarding people with this perverted nonsense. It's everywhere. It's just so absolutely vile and wicked. And I hate it more and more. The longer I'm saved, the more I hate it. For sure. So, anyway. All right. Well, hope you had a good weekend. How's everybody doing out there? I'll say hi to everybody. Yeah, I don't monetize nothing. I'll tell you this. This is the way I look at it. I'm not going to monetize my account. If God's people want to be a blessing to this ministry and help us with stuff, then you can send a PayPal or you can mail a check to us if you want to help us. If you don't, I'll just keep doing what God allows us to do, and God will use somebody else to provide. God will use somebody else to be a blessing. You know, he'll use somebody else to take care of the ministry. You know, it's just the way it is. You know, I don't think churches ought to monetize their accounts ever. I think it's wrong to do that. But anyway. Lisa, unfortunately, there's a lot of people out there that like to make a spectacle themselves, to make themselves feel better. But I wouldn't take it to heart. I'd just let it go. There's mean people everywhere you go. 61 people on right now, 24 likes. If we can get that up to close to 60, that'd be good. Share it on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff, anywhere you can to get the truth out there to people, which is what we want to do, is to get the truth out. So that's the goal. And Lord willing, we'll be able to. Amen. Well, let's see who's on here before we get started here today. Lots to talk about today. It's kind of a continuation of what we talked about on Friday. And I believe it is profitable for us to look at these things. I believe that, well, I'll get into that in a second. Let me see who's on here. Pilgrim Lady's on here. Elijah Morgan is on here. Mary Teresa is on here. Joe McDonald, Veronica Tavares, Big Whale, Kayla, Carl Winters, Maggie Peters, Rachel Marshall, Doom TV, Lucas. That's who that is. Hope you're doing well, Lucas. Elijah Fuller. Did I already talk to him, or is that? Nope, that's a different Elijah. Elijah Morgan, Elijah Fuller. Can't keep track of these Elijahs. My wife is on here. Aaron. Jason Ciotti on here. Michael Douglas. California Karen, AV1611. Brother Scott on here. Jen A on here. Michelle Nowazinski. My dad's on here. Carl, Teresa, Daryl's wife. Hope you're doing well. Out there in Michigan, working tons of hours. Out there with the crazy stuff going on. Lisa. The Authorized Mike. Andrea Bales. Let's see here. Carl Winters. Doing good. All right, good, Carl. Glad you're doing well. Yeah, well, it happens. People get mad at me. It's the way of life. I'm used to it. Igor! Ross Duncan. Brother Ross, hope you're doing well. Thomas Staniland, man, right there. All right, good deal. Getting those numbers up, 72 people on, 36 likes. Try to equal that number if we can. Don't forget to like, thumbs up, share it on your Facebook page. Don't worry, I only make half your friends mad at you. Share it anyway on your social media page. Just blame everything on me. It's okay. I'm used to it. Just tell them it's my fault. Right? Just tell them that old mean preacher on there did it. It's his fault. TJ Brook. Mary Wiebe. Be found in Christ. Norma Jean. How you doing, Norma Jean? Hope you're doing well. Out there in YouTube land. Are you in Spain, Igor? Spain. Wow, wouldn't that be something to go to Spain? I can't imagine me going to all these places. It's just crazy if I did. Oh. We'll see what the Lord provides for as the time rolls on here. It'll definitely be interesting, that's for sure. Well, we're going to get to talking about what we talked about on Friday. Hope you listened to that broadcast. If you didn't, you won't be lost in the in today's broadcast. But what we talked about in the first broadcast on Friday, we dealt with understanding the Antichrist kingdom by understanding the spirit of Antichrist. And understanding that spirit of Antichrist is already at work. And everything that the Antichrist, when he comes on the scene, is going to accomplish, the spirit of the Antichrist is already out there accomplishing it. And we talked about how this virus, the COVID-19 stuff, is just over the top insane. And we talked about how fear is a weapon that is being used. That fear is one of those weapons. It's an attribute of the Antichrist kingdom. It's an attribute of that spirit. Because great fear is going to come on. We talked about how delusion and all deceivableness of unrighteousness. The kingdom of the Antichrist is marked by deception. Now again, I'm not saying that this is the Antichrist. You know, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that the Spirit is already at work. So there are things that we must understand about that Spirit. We talked about those things. Fear, manipulation, all mark the Antichrist kingdom. Fear, manipulation. What else do we say? Delusion. Deception. All of those things mark that Antichrist kingdom. And it's how Satan works. Whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. So this time is marked by all of those attributes. All of those different things. So we talked about that. But now I want to kind of pull it in a little bit. And I want to talk about this being the spirit. There is a spirit there. The spirit of that Antichrist kingdom, right? And there is a leading up to. A leading up to that great falling away. There's the falling away that is coming. And there's a precursor to that falling away. But I believe we're in the midst of that. I'm not saying that the Antichrist is here. But I do say that the falling away must take place first. Okay, that takes place first. That falling away. And how does this all tie in? There's a lot of similarities right now. There's a lot of similarities right now with the kingdom of Antichrist coming and Revelation 13. Let me show you a few things. Well, let's show you this first, right? Chinese, this is in China. Then we're going to get closer to home. China right here. Chinese pastor refuses to join communist-controlled church arrested for subversion. Well, who arrested him? The government. What is the government? It's a beast. Government is a beast. So what's happening, this man? Pastor refuses to join the communist-controlled church, arrested for subversion. He's not arrested for being a religious man. Now, Jason O'Brien says China is evil. Chinas are evil. Well, I'm going to show it to you closer to home. Chinese person, pastor who refused to join the... Look, he wasn't arrested because he was a religious man and believed in a god. No. He was arrested because he would not accept the beast system of Christianity. The beast version of Christianity. Who is the beast? Government is a beast. Government is a beast. And right now the governments of the world have ramped up their war against the saints. They've ramped up their war. Okay? Here it is. Here's another one. In Wuhan, China, Christians were already worshiping under cameras long before the pandemic began, but now their resilience is tested even further. One Wuhan pastor reports, they are rising to the challenge of worship at community service under quarantine. A virus can't stop us, he said. Government is a beast. Okay, let's go closer to home. Louisiana pastor on house arrest again defies coronavirus order with church service. What is this? The beast. Wanting worship. The beast. Telling pastors what they can do and what they can't do. Says Tony Spell, pastor of Life Tabernacle Church in the city of Central, has been fitted with an ankle bracelet placed under house arrest after he would not promise to maintain social distancing, his attorney confirmed Sunday. Spell has admitted violating Louisiana's mandate to avoid large gatherings by hosting church services. You say, I don't like that guy's doctrine. I don't have to like his doctrine. I don't even have to agree with his doctrine. But this is in America. Wait a minute. I thought the Chinese beast system over there, I thought they were putting cameras on their people. Well, they're putting ankle bracelets on the pastors in America right here. Oh. That's not China. So you'll forgive me if I don't wave my American flag and pledge allegiance to the American flag, and I don't salute you, American flag, and all those other things, and put my hand over my heart and start tearing and crying and everything else and giving allegiance, pledging allegiance to the American flag or to the United States of America. Right? I don't do that. Why is that? Well, because what's the difference in here in China when you're having the people do the same thing? See this? This is the beast making war with the saints. Again, I'm not saying the Antichrist is here, but this is the beast system. That's what this is. Here's another one. Let's see here. I'm trying to remember where I saw that at. I saw it where churches were barred from communion. See if I can find it here. These churches are now being told, well, you can reopen. You can reopen, but you're not allowed to have. You're not allowed to have communion. You're not allowed to have communion. You'll be restricted on what you can do. Okay, here's another one. All the world wondered after the beast. Who is able to make war with the beast? Here you go, here's another one. Governors and mayors across the nation have claimed that their emergency powers allow them to ban large groups during the coronavirus pandemic. They don't want groups gathering in malls, movie theaters, or even churches, despite the constitutional protection of religious rights. Now one official is moving into the extreme territory, demanding churches provide him with the names, addresses, and telephone numbers of anyone who shows up to worship. So the Liberty Council gets involved here. It's requiring that they submit a list of members. Sound like Russia? Sound like the beast system? So what do you do? If you were a church, if you were a pastor, do you agree to that? Do you reopen under those circumstances? Or do you tell them to take a long walk up a short pier? This is the beast. This is the beast system. Give me the list of your church members. Turn over the list of everyone. For us to grant you the right. Well, first of all, you don't grant me the right to do anything. God Almighty grants the right to do anything. But that's the beast system right here. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. That is the spirit of Antichrist. This is what this is. It is a test run for the Antichrist beast system. It is the beast flexing its muscles, preparing itself. The system preparing itself. And it's not how you thought it would be. See, you didn't think it would be that way. You thought it would be like force by a gunpoint. Which in some ways it is. But in other ways it's not, because they're using fear and they're using science and they're using science falsely so-called. They're using all these things. And they're using it to deceive the people into accepting their tyranny for protection. This is the world wandering after the beast. These are the foreshadows. That's what this is. One of the aspects of the beast kingdom is to control worship. To demand worship. When the government tells me that I have to get permission from them to worship God, and I have to do it in the manner in which they say to do it, they are saying they are God. They are exalting themselves above all that is called God or that is worshipped. And in the spirit of that, what they are doing is telling you that they will sit in the temple of God saying they are God. The government beast system comes together to control all manner of life. And worship is what they wish to control. It's worship. They're going to tell you how you can properly worship God, only they're going to use it in the form of fear for your safety. You can no longer obey the Bible for your safety. It's not safe for you to follow the Bible. For there is a lion about in the streets. It's for your safety. For your safety, you have to disobey God. For your safety, we have to tell you what you can do. For your safety. The Germans did this very thing to the Jews, collecting the names and locations of all the known synagogue attendees in the early days of the Nazi regime, he points out. And what was that? That was the beast system. When they shall say peace and safety, then comes sudden destruction. Businesses are allowed to reopen with 10% of their occupancy or maximum 10 people, and then they must take down contact information of everyone in their building more than 10 minutes in order to conduct contact tracing. Religious gatherings are allowed under the same circumstances. Excuse me, Mr. Antichrist. You don't tell me what I'm allowed to do. Mr. Antichrist. Mr. Beast, I'm sorry, Governor Beast, you don't tell me what I'm allowed to do. But we'll get to all that. We're covering the religious side of it first. All three come together, body, mind, and soul, to show you the virus, the mark, and the beast, and all these things. These are foreshadowings of the end times. That's because 10 days later, they could get a phone call that someone in that vicinity may have COVID when they get summoned to quarantine, he said. That requirement chills constitutional rights to free speech, religion, and assembly. This is Nazi-like measures, but I would say that it's not so much not. I would say replace that word Nazi with the beast. Right? That's what that is. So here we go. Turn over your names, addresses, and phone numbers. This is the religious side of the beast system. This is the religious side, right? The worship side. Which, by the way, it all culminates in worship. All of it does. The Antichrist kingdom all culminates in worship. That's what it's all about. It's all about worshiping the beast. It's all about Lucifer running the world. It's all about the God of this world and his Antichrist son that he gives his power, his seat, and great authority to. But see, Satan is not God. He is a God, but he is not God. So what Satan has to do is he has to have a beast system in place. A government beast system to keep its eyes on everyone and everything. That's what has to happen. Satan has to have a system set up. See, God is omnipresent. God is all-knowing. He is omniscient. So what's happening is this is being used to build up Satan's beast system, to make it stronger, to develop it, to use it for the future. That's what this is for. That's what's happening. So you have these groups that are these governors that are leaning on churches. It's no different than what China's doing. China's doing the same thing that America's doing. Except China's doing it worse. Different levels of tyranny of the Antichrist kingdom and worship. They're killing, the Muslims are killing Christians over there in Nigeria. It's the beast system. That's what it is. Let's see. Pope calls for obedience. We talked about that last week. The Pope calls for obedience. What is this? The false prophet and the beast system working together. It's the same spirit of the false prophet. I'm going to show you in Revelation 13 when we get there the next hour. But I'm going to set all this up and I'm going to show you where it all lines in. It's the same spirit. Same system. Pope. Same thing. The Pope, Franklin Graham, all these other men telling you to follow the beast. What do they tell you? Look at this. Look at this. All right, I want to go on record and tell you something. I'm looking at your comments over here, and I want you to understand. I don't have any proof for what you're saying about the vaccine holding a chip in it and all that. I have no proof of that. I have no proof of a vaccine that's available right now. I'm giving you things that are showing, that are actual things that are right in front of you that you can see. I'm not speculating. I have proof of this. I don't have any proof of what you're saying. Since Pope Francis began his live stream, he listened. Pope Francis, right? What is he saying? Oh, you got to follow the beast. Obey the beast. Obey the government. That's what the Pope is saying. Right? It's a false prophet. Right? It's the false prophet. It's just happening. You're seeing that picture right there. You're seeing the picture of a false prophet telling you, one that speaks lies, and what is he telling you? Obey the beast. It's a picture. It's a picture of the false of the end times, that merger of government. Same thing, all leading in. How about this? Here's another picture of the beast. Are you ready? Look what he says. Cuomo boasts of low COVID infections. God did not do that. During a press conference on Monday, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, a Democrat, boasted about the lowering rate of novel coronavirus cases in the state while seeming to take a jab at the faithful. The number is down because we brought the number down, he told reporters. God did not do that. Faith did not do that. Destiny did not do that. A lot of pain and suffering did that. That's how it works. It's math. If you don't continue to do that, you're going to see the numbers go back up, and that will be a tragedy. See that? They're all NWO. They all are. How about this one? I'll give you another one. Governor de Blasio shuts down a Jewish funeral following the mayor's warning.
America comes to
police officers coming in New York City, shutting down the funeral, right? Government taking control of religion. Government taking control of religion. Are you catching this, or are you getting me? I know I'm not giving you a lot of spooky invisible world stuff that I can't prove to you. I'm showing you things that are right in front of your face that's happening, and this is how it works. And it's that spirit of Antichrist working right here before your eyes, showing you exactly what's coming, and they're doing it right now in front of you. See, they don't have to be spooky and spectacular things. They could be just plain things right in front of you, showing you exactly what's going on. This guy is no more the Pope's no more Antichrist, well, than this guy, but they're all the same, was what I mean. They're all Antichrist. They're all working for the beast system. They're shutting down the Jewish funeral. See that? So here's a mass funeral. Here it is. Did you see that? That's what he's doing. Right. Bunch of Jews having a funeral. And what does he do? He comes in and busts it up. It's the beast taking over worship. Right? It's the beast taking over worship. Controlling worship. Telling you what you can do and what you can't do. Who you can how you can worship God. In what manner it's safe for you to worship God. Look, I know quite a few men, pastors that have been preaching for folks to repent for years and to get right and to get rid of their false doctrine and to throw away their wickedness and to stand up for what's right and against apostasy and to warn people to flee from the wrath to come and warn them to get right with God and warn them to get the worldliness and wickedness out of their life and to take their walk with God seriously. But you have this worship. Now, what's next? So Jen A. makes the point here. She says, Jews in synagogues do not worship our God. They are not Christians. Wonderful. Can you show me where I said they were? And I'm not being unkind. I'm just asking you the question. Please show me where I said those Jews are saved. Please show me where I said those churches that are being blocked from people entering the church are saved Christians. I said that nowhere in what I said. That's not my point. See, that's the problem. When you get tunnel vision, you're missing the bigger picture. The bigger picture is the beast taking control of all worship. That's the point I'm trying to make. That's the point. It's the beast taking control of the of worship. That's what's going on. It's happening right before your eyes. Okay, right there. Just like here. The beast chooses that Ramadan's call to prayer five times a day is okay. See that? The beast picks its own winners. Right there. Picking its own winners. That's what's going on. Now, that's the worship portion of it. I could show you a lot more. There's more of that worship side of it. But let's move along. Let's move along because the beast system... The beast system is not only control of worship or the right of conscience, which is what we're really talking about here. It's the control of the right of worship, the right of conscience, freedom of conscience. The beast wants to control freedom of conscience. That's the point. But the second thing the beast wants to do is control the commerce. So we're going to look at Revelation chapter. Actually, we're going to look at Revelation chapter 13. Let's play a song here for a moment. And We'll do that. And then we'll get to it here. Revelation chapter 13, and we're going to put some of this in context, and I'm going to add some of the other parts to this. Remember, Satan's desire is to control mind, body, and soul, to be God, to sit in the temple of God saying he is God. That's his goal. To have complete and total control of the world and man. That's what he does. And that's what he wants to do. So, when you look at this virus, when you look at the mark, when you look at the beast, I'm going to show you some things that I believe are like foreshadowings of the spirit, foreshadowings of that Antichrist kingdom. That all the elements of this confusion, like we talked about on Monday or on Friday, all of this comes together. All of it comes together. And we're going to see some things when we look at this. All right? Shall we? Shall we scroll down Revelation chapter 13? We'll go back and forth. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns. And upon his horns, ten crowns. And upon his head, the name of blasphemy. Heads, the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard. And his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power, his seat, and great authority. So what are we seeing here? They've used this. So the beast, let me tell you this picture that I can't get away from. You know how we always reference China as like the dragon? It's kind of examination as the dragon, you know, it's described as a dragon. Not in scripture so much, but outside of that. I thought it was interesting that because of this China Wuhan virus, there's been given a lot of power. These governors have been given a seat and great authority. Above the written law, they're given this great authority, right? Are you with me? I'm saying it's a picture. I'm talking about a picture, an illustration. I'm not saying that China's the beast system completely and that the Antichrist is here. I'm saying it's a picture, and I think it's really interesting. I think it's very interesting that we see some similarities there. Right? All right, here we go. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. We're seeing that wondering after the beast. We're seeing the foreshadowings of the Antichrist right now. Look at this. And they worshiped the dragon which gave power unto the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? So what do we have now? We've got the beast system flexing itself in America. What do we see Cuomo do? Speaking great things in blasphemy. And power is given to him to continue 40 and 2 months. We got the spirit of that Antichrist kingdom right now. We're seeing it right now as we speak. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power is given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. What are they doing now? They're forming this one world government that's going to take that final control. But the spirit of it is right here in our country. Because you have a governor, you have governors that have superseded their authority, the written law, and they think to change those times and laws and seasons. Or times and laws. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life, for the Lamb slain for the foundation of the world. See, this, these scare tactics, this fear that's going on right now, all these things that are happening right now, they're all control mechanisms. They're all designed to control. They're all designed to test the waters, to see if people will obey God rather than man. But I want to show you something. But we'll keep reading. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. And he that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. See, there's a control... there's a control mechanism with all this. There's a spirit behind this that is controlling people, that wants to control the worship of people. But it's more than that. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him and causes the earth, and then which dwell thereon to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. Oh, absolutely, Ross. The Jesuits are all over this thing. Absolutely they are. Between Fauci and all of them, they're all over it. You bet they are. They got their hands in all of it. Sure they do. I'm not so much focused on this, and he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. So the worship comes first. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Now, let's stop there and think about that. Because basically, what's this beast system trying to do? Control everything. Now, this is a picture of this, I believe. But I want you to think about this for a second. Menards now requiring all customers to wear masks or face coverings while shopping. It's to control commerce. It's the spirit behind it, right? See, it's just a mask. Of course it is. But it's a picture, right? It's an illustration of something. So, what they're getting governments to do and they're getting people to do is like, or what they're getting businesses to do is, well, force them to put masks on when they come in. Force them to follow everything that we're doing. What they want to do to church is force them to wear masks when they come to church. And you're not allowed to sing. So you're not allowed to worship. You're not allowed to sing praises unto God. This is the same as controlling commerce. When will it be done in grocery stores? There is a grocery store. Let's see. Here it is right here. Costco to require customers to wear masks, more grocers doing so for workers. See that? See? What does the Bible say about that? And that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Now that's not the mark of the beast. I'm not telling you that's the mark of the beast. What I'm telling you is it's a picture. It's the spirit that's behind it. That's what I'm trying to say to you. It's the spirit that's behind it. Are you catching me? Is it making sense to you? Is it making sense what I'm saying? There's a spirit behind all this that's pushing this, and we're seeing the same thing in Revelation. We're seeing the same thing with the Antichrist kingdom. That's how it's going to happen. The Antichrist kingdom is going to come about the same exact way. It's the same exact way. That's what they're pushing. Do these people all know what they're pushing? I don't think so. I don't think they know, all these people know what they're doing. I don't think they know what they're doing. All of them. I think they're useful pawns in Satan's game. But it's the spirit that's behind it, right? And that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark. So what's happening is, they're pushing it. They're pushing the spirit behind it. And it's everyone, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond. It's not the mark of the beast. I'm not calling it that. I want to be clear about that. I'm not saying that it is. What I'm saying is, it's the spirit behind it. You have to do this, or you can't do this. You can't buy or sell if you don't do this. And it's to control the person. It's to control you. This is about control. That's what it's about. It's about control. Let's see. Let me see here. You have, how about this? Let's look at this in the light of Revelation 13. right? Here's something I want you to think about. The stay-at-home orders. Controlling where you go. Controlling what you do. So think about this. So they tell you that you can't... think about this one. Here's one. How about this one? There are tons of grandparents. There are tons of grandparents that are staying at home and not seeing their grandchildren. They're staying completely away from their grandchildren. They're relatively healthy people. Right? So what am I saying? Here's what I'm saying. Here's the beast telling you, well, you can't see your family because you might kill them. So you can't see your grandparents. Now, if you're legitimately afraid and you have a health condition where you're like, I just got to stay away from them and practice social distancing or whatever because I have a sickness. I have something wrong. I have a medical condition that's very serious. Right? That's one thing. But if you're staying away from grandma and grandpa because the governor tells you can't go see your grandparents or you can't go see your mom and dad or you can't go see your family member, God didn't tell you that. That's some governor telling you, some antichrist beast governor telling you that you're not allowed to go see, you're not allowed to have church, you're not allowed to go see your family members, you're not allowed to go see grandma and grandpa, you're not allowed to go see anyone. And you're going to obey that, really? Half the people in some states, and most of these states, can't even watch their family members or be with them at their hour of death. They got the hospital so locked down that if your family member dies, you're not even allowed to go in there and see them. And that is about you know what it is? It's a picture of the God of this world. That's what it is. So the Bible say that the end times would be like Romans 1:31. Without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful. So you're telling me that I can't go see my family members or one of my family members is dying and I'm not allowed to go see him? And they expect people to follow that nonsense and they're forcing people to die without their family members? It's wicked as hell is what it is. And let me tell you something, I'm going to be all honest when I tell you this. I would do everything I possibly could to break that order and to do what to do it anyway. It's exactly what I'm telling you. Because it isn't of God. Make your family members go die alone by themselves with nobody else around them, barring you from seeing them when they're sick. bunch of garbage is what it is. They're a bunch of lying devils is what they are. And Betty, I respect that, but I'm going to tell you what, I ain't staying outside of my family. I'm not going to go sit in a bubble to see my family like that because some governor smarty pants thinks he has a God complex and thinks he can tell somebody they can't see their family. It's a bunch of nonsense from the pit of hell is what it is. It's a bunch of antichrist devils thinking they can control your life and tell you what they can do. And the medical mafia is all too willing to be a part of it. You might say, well, Pastor, are you telling me to rebel against that? Yeah, I'm telling you to rebel against that. Yeah, I am. I am. I'm telling you, God gave you natural affection, that you do all you can do to be with those people, your loved ones that are passing away, that are dying, or that are sick, or that are lonely, and that they're by themselves. You better believe I'm telling you that. What's wrong with it? Show me what's wrong with it in the Bible. Lisa says her mom's been alone for 2 months now. They're a bunch of medical mobsters is all they are. Half of them are a bunch of devil-possessed medical mobsters. Carlos asked the question, isn't rebellion a sin of witchcraft? Well, let's see if it always is. Let's see. Here we go. "20 and 5 years old was he when he began to reign. He reigned 20 and 9 years in Jerusalem, Hezekiah. And his mother's name was Abiah, the daughter of Zechariah. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that David his father did. He removed the high places and break the images and cut down the groves and break in pieces the brazen serpent that Moses had made. For unto those days the children of Israel did burn incense to it, and he called it Nehushtan. He trusted in the Lord God of Israel, so that after him was none like him among all the kings of Judah, nor any that were before him. For he clave to the Lord, and he departed not from following him, but kept his commandments which the Lord commanded Moses. And the Lord was with him, and he prospered him whithersoever he went. And he rebelled against the king of Assyria, and served not. He smote the Philistines, even unto Gaza, and the borders of them thereof, from the tower of the watchman to the fence city." It says here that he all rebellion is not sin. All rebellion is not sin. There is a righteous rebellion. And it is very plain to see there's a righteous rebellion. Look at this. Here's rebellion. You want to see it? It's right here. "But the midwives feared God and did not as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the men children alive. And the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said to them, why have you done this thing and have saved the men children alive? And the midwives said to Pharaoh, because the Hebrew women are not as the Egyptian women, for they are lively and are delivered ere the midwives come in unto them. Therefore God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and waxed very greatly. And it came to pass, because the midwives feared God, that he made them houses. Well, I trust a lot of people. I trust Jesus Christ above all else. But I trust other people too. But not like I do Jesus. How about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? We are not careful to answer thee, O King. They disobeyed. Abigail rebelled against Nabal. Abigail rebelled against Nabal, her husband. So, the only one that has the right to claim full authority over us and complete loyalty is Christ. That's something you have to understand. And you know, which brings up the system, right? Which brings up this. I'm going to tell you what, some of the things you guys have just said to me brings up my next point. If you're wrong about Romans 13, you're going to get it wrong about Revelation 13. If you believe that some earthly authority has complete, that you are to give complete and total allegiance above anything else, or that it's blanket authority, then you're going to fall for Revelation 13. Let's read it. Let every soul be subject to the higher powers. For there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resists the power resists the ordinance of God. They that resist shall receive themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Rulers that God honors, and that we are to honor, they are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. Okay, let's stop there for a second and ask. Is me going to see Granny? Is me going to see Granny and Grandpa? Is that bad? Have I done evil? Have I done evil to visit my sick and dead relative, or my sick and dying relatives? I got another one for you. The governor says I'm not allowed to have church. Am I evil because I have church? Have I done evil because I worship the Lord? Have I done evil because we organize as a church? Are we assembled as a church? Have we done evil in the sight of God? Are those things evil? Good question to ask yourself, I guess. Have I done evil by obeying the Lord? When am I supposed to be afraid? Are you paying attention? Are you listening out there in YouTube land? When am I supposed to be afraid? But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. Let's pause there for a second. Because Brother Carl Winter seems to be the only one paying attention, amen. I want you to focus on that. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. Okay? So if I do that which is evil, then I ought to be afraid if I disobey the government because I'm doing something evil. I should be afraid then. I should be afraid if I do that which is evil. For he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that goeth and seeth granny? Goeth and seeth grandpa? Hug my loved ones that just died? Or that just watched their loved ones die? Go into a funeral? He's there to revenge, to execute wrath upon him that visited granny? Really? Nobody's that dumb, are they, to think that they have that absolute authority, that we're supposed to follow this like it's like Adolf Hitler is preaching a sermon to you about it? Oh, I'm sorry, Carl Winters. You went and seen Granny, and the beast told you not to. They're going to come to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Lisa, you can't do anything about it. It's out of your control. I'm not talking about you. There's nothing you can do about it. I have a sister that's in the same situation. I have a mentally handicapped sister that's in a home, and we haven't been able to see her for 2 months. I'm in the same place you are. Nick says, but the government is saying that us gathering is evil. Hey, Nick, who defines evil? The Bible or the government? Who defines that which is evil? The Bible or the government? The government says it's okay to kill you, to pull a baby out of the womb and suck its brains out. Excuse me if I don't take my understanding of what good and evil is from the government. God defines what's good and evil. The government does not define what is good and evil. God does. Wherefore, you must needs be subject not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. Right. If I was doing evil, then I should be concerned. For this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Right? I believe that. I agree with that. Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. So what is this? It's dealing with the second table of the law. For this thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. If there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. That's what God said. That you're to have a respect for government, of course. Here's another one. Here's another one that explains that same thing. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake. Okay? It says for the Lord's sake. So, if an ordinance of man was made that told you you couldn't worship the Lord, or you couldn't meet as a church, do you obey the ordinance? Can you obey that for the Lord's sake? Can you obey that in the Lord's name? Can you obey that for the fulfilling of the gospel? Of course you can't. Why? Because it isn't in the Lord. It's wicked. It's not the will of the Lord that men shouldn't meet, that churches shouldn't meet. That's not the will of the Lord. Whether it be to the king as supreme or unto governors as unto them that are sent to him, by him for the what? Punishment of evildoers. There it is again. For the punishment of evildoers. Are you evil for visiting granny? Are grandparents who've been sitting by themselves or alone in their apartments and their houses or whatever, and they can't go see their family members? Can't give them a hug and can't do anything like that? Oh, that's evil for you to do that, for you to go hug grandma like that. Because the governor said you can't. Great. Well, what the governor don't know won't hurt him. It says the punishment of evildoers. See, all earthly authority has a limit to its authority. It is not absolute authority. The only absolute authority is the Word of God. The only absolute authority is the Lord Jesus Christ. the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. That is the only absolute authority. Let me show you. Here it is right here. Proof to that. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as it is fit in the Lord. See it? As it is fit in the Lord. See that the earthly authority has its limits? Look at this. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men. What does that mean? That masters or employers look at this. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord, not unto men. What's it telling the servants to do? Obey your masters, right? Children, obey your parents in all things, for it is well pleasing unto the Lord. If parents ask you to do wicked things, that's not pleasing unto the Lord. See that? That's not pleasing unto the Lord. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service. Look what he says here. Fearing God with reverence to God first. And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men. So there's a limit to my obedience. Right? There's a limit to that authority. There's a limit to that obedience that is given. Because the hierarchy of the law or the higher authority that is there is God. And he is to be supremely obeyed and his word is to be supremely obeyed above all other things. And above anyone else. That's what's important. Above anything else. That's what God has commanded. That's what he has said in his word. So it is the same with the office of a bishop or a pastor. Same thing. No bishop or no pastor is allowed to tell you to do something that is against God's word. To lead you to do something that is against God's word. That's what God said. And that's what we have to understand. Now let's get back to Revelation chapter 13. Because we're almost done here. So we see, what do we see here? Commerce controlled. What do we see with this, with the, that's a picture of that mark is the body of the person being controlled. Right? It's tracking. This tells you that it's to track commerce. Well, let me say that to you. Here's the thing. Of course, all earthly authority is limited in what we're supposed to do. It's like this. If a husband asks a wife, oh, you're going to watch pornography and you're going to do this, or you're going to be a whore, or you're going to do this, or you're going to do that, or his daughters, or his family, or anything like that. Well, I don't have to, they don't have to obey that. That's not fit in the Lord. That's wicked. Or you got to drink booze, or you got to get drunk, or you got to take these drugs, you got to smoke this pot, or you got to put up with a husband, you know, beating you and all these other things. Their authority is not absolute. No way. The only absolute authority is God's. Excuse me. See, where was I going with this? Oh. Let's see. Let me think now. Oh, yes. Different one here. Hang on. You know, here's just an example, okay, of the controlling of commerce and knowing where everybody's at. Tracking and tracing COVID-19. Well, get the list ready so we know where you were at. You're at this restaurant and an outbreak came out. Now we can trace it. We trace you by your phone. You were here in such and such time, so you need a quarantine for 2 weeks. What's Antichrist is all that is. That's nothing more than Antichrist is what it is. It's the Antichrist beast system tracking you, knowing your whereabouts. Why? Because it controls commerce. Right? It controls commerce. That's what it's about. Controlling the body of that person. Eventually, these things will all be used against us. Apple Watches and cell phones, they already are now. But using it all against us. To track us, to know where we're at. To know what we're doing. Well, you've been around such and such. And it doesn't matter if you're poor or rich or great or free or bond, whatever. Control commerce. but also you are commerce. Look at this. That trafficking, right? It's trafficking. Satan traffics men, walking to and fro in the earth and walking up and down in it, right? Trafficking men. Apple watches, yeah, I've got one. Traffic, it's tracing and tracking what we're doing. Or my heart rate and everything when I work out and trafficking all those other things. That's what they're doing. That's that Antichrist beast system. That's what it is. That's what it does. Right, drones. Same thing, drones.
Some local police officers are switching to new technology to break up crowds, keep visitors out of parks, and make sure people are social distancing. They are using drones. News 6's Lauren Korn shows us how they are getting results.
COVID-19, this park is currently closed.
What we're doing here at this department is trying to leverage the technology that's out there and make it fit into this mold that is COVID-19.
Daytona Beach police are now using two loaner drones equipped with loudspeakers.
We apologize for the inconvenience.
Thanks to DJI, a drone company with a disaster relief program. And these useful tools that Sergeant Tim Ehrenkoffer says helps disperse crowds and keep people out of city parks that are now closed.
Reducing the officer having to go out there, walk into the park property, walk into a crowd of people, share those drones back and forth just to deliver a message that the park's closed, don't be in here.
The department showing drone footage from one of its 30 missions over the last week. The video doesn't include sound, but it does show people complying at Derbyshire Park. Police also demonstrated their own $27,000 drone that's equipped with a drop hook feature that officers use in situations like last September's beachside bomb threat seen here. They say it's also helpful to drop off life-saving material.
That could be anything from the life preserver that you just seen us drop in the lake to somebody drowning to a box of gloves, medication.
That same drone also has a flare cam that can read a person's body temperature. Police say they're thinking about putting it in the front lobby to help stop the spread of COVID-19.
Let's see if you have 103 fever. That'll come in handy with letting us know from at a glance, are you somebody who possibly has a virus? Do we need to make sure you have extra precautions?
The department hopes the two loaner drones will officially become theirs once the program expires, saying it's another protective layer for an officer's safety.
I think in terms of keeping officers safe, I think it's very important.
This park is currently closed.
In Daytona Beach, Lauren Korn, get it.
So invasive to take your temperature and to do all those other things? Take your temperature? That's violating your constitutional rights as well. All those things are. So anyway, there you go. That's where it all culminates. That's where it all comes down to. This is that, and we're seeing the foreshadowings of it right now. We're watching it. This is that, this is all of those things coming together. All of it coming together. That's what that is. All right. Anyway, I am pretty much done. So if anybody has any questions or any comments or wants to say hi before I go here, it is coming up on 4 o'clock here. I started a few minutes early. So if anybody's got any questions or comments or just wants to say hi, all that good stuff, go ahead and do that right now. And I'll give you a few minutes to do that. And then I'll get off here and get going here. Anybody else? Yep, have anything to say here? I'll give you a chance to do that. Hey, we'll play a song here while we're waiting. I like this song.
Savior, thy dying love, thou givest me. Nor should I not withhold, dear Lord, from thee. In love my soul
me the question, what do you think about the new normal? I think it's a bunch of garbage from the pit of hell. And to me, there is no new normal when it comes to that, in that sense, that we're supposed to stop being who we are and stop doing what God has commanded us to do in that sense. They may set up some societal differences and things like that. And I guess I understand that, but that's not going to change who we are. And that shouldn't change what we do from a standpoint of loving people, caring for people, spending time with them, and giving ourselves to them in that sense. That stay-at-home, save-a-life thing is a bunch of nonsense is all it is. It's just a control mechanism. It's all it is.
Enjoying grief through life.
you too, Marjorie Fleming. Hope you're doing well. And let's see, who else said hi here? Oh, California Karen. Hope you're doing well too. I appreciate that, and appreciate the prayers, and appreciate the nice things you said there too as well. We're grateful for that, and God is good to us for sure. Old Paths Baptist Church is doing well. We thank God for that. We thank God for His mercy and His care for us, and I thank God for His care for me as well, and all that He does for us. It's a blessing to be able to see that. We're going to, Lord willing, we're going to try to get out and preach this Saturday. So you pray for us. We're going to do some breaking the lockdown preaching somewhere. So we're going to go out, and if the protesters can go out and preach and do their protesting, we can go out and exercise our First Amendment rights and go out and preach. That's exactly what we're going to attempt to do on Saturday. So, you know, you pray for us that the Lord would bless our efforts as we get out there and preach in the open air. So it's been far too long, and we're ready to go. It's been too long. You know, so it's time to get out there and preach the gospel, and we'll see what happens. We'll see how it goes. But the Lord will be with us. God's good to us. So, we'll just keep praying. But thank you for praying for the Lord's provision on our family and all those things as well. All right. Anyway, God bless you all. We'll talk to you soon.